We are connected to something deeper, something much more divine and real. For all things old shall pass away, so the new can arise. Birth and death. So we gave birth to the ego, and now we allow that to die, so that that new state of consciousness can now give rise and create a new earth. So as you listen to these words, as you sit there and listen, make it a receptive listening where your whole body, and just not only your ears, but there's a listening quality, because that listening quality is you speaking to yourself. It's the reminder that we are consciousness, that we are the evolution, the next evolution. Of consciousness on this planet. No judgments to what is old, because that old too was in us. But then as we grow in this consciousness, we realize that there is then this compassion, because we see and we've gone through the old and fully experienced it. We didn't turn it away. We didn't turn our back on it. But we saw it. We see it in ourselves. We went through it and fully going through it. And this is why some of this pain body that we may experience now isn't a bad thing. Because once we actually go through and clear out the pain body, and we do it ourselves, because it's the only, nobody's going to do it for us. You have to do it yourself. Compassion then arises, because then we can look at the unconsciousness that's really happening in almost every human being and have with compassion, wow, yeah, I know, I've been there. And yet hold that space of consciousness, because as a human being, we have no control in turning this all around, but the one life, the one consciousness is turning it around. And it does so at its own pace and in its own time. But then the mind will go, oh, but yeah, I want it to hurry up, or it needs to change. There's got to be something I can do. Yes, there is something that you can do. When you're in stillness, that stillness will be doing it. That stillness will be the movement, the action that you will take to transform this world. But the only way to access it is in yourself, is in you, is that to find that connection, to be that stillness. To breathe in that stillness. To sit in that stillness, to walk in that stillness, to lay down in that stillness. Every single moment is your opportunity that you can choose stillness or choose the egoic mind. And it's always your choice. Consciousness has the patience of eternity. But we have a choice. And that choice, because you're here today, your soul is already calling you home to consciousness, to that state of stillness. To begin the actions, the thoughts, the words, the speaking, the movement from your essence, which is consciousness. So let's, for a few minutes, go into that state of consciousness even deeper. Sitting upright in your chair, your feet firmly planted on the floor. Your hands could be face up or face down on your lap. The crown of your head lifted towards the ceiling. Feeling your sit bones on the chair. Closing your eyes. Become aware of your breathing. Become aware of your body, the sensations in your body. Noticing whether there's any tension, any tightness, any pain. Just let that go and relax the body and just feel the sensation. So let go of the label and feel the sensation. The occasional thoughts may arise, but just notice it. Don't need to follow it or hang on to it. Just let it go. Let it pass through you. Emotions arise. Allow them to just arise and pass through you. Just letting go of all concepts, including the concept of time. Because time is man-made. It's in the mind. In the true reality, there is no time that exists. It's timeless. It's the eternal now. Let go of the concept that you're in Costa Rica, for that too is in the mind. There is no Costa Rica, there is no China, there is no Canada, there is no United States, and so on and so forth. That too is a concept in the mind. There are no boundaries except the ones that we create through the mind. We're aware of external sounds. So here we are, aware of breath. We are aware of the body, the sense perceptions, sound. Become aware of your inner body, the life force within. If you can't feel that, just feel your hands for now. Ask yourself, how do I know I even have hands? And just feel the sensation. So all this that we're aware of, the breath, sensations, the inner body, thoughts, emotions, sounds, aware of the world of form. Now turn your attention deeper in to the attention of awareness itself. Who or what is aware? Seeking refuge in that inner stillness. In the consciousness which is infinite and eternal. This is the kingdom of heaven. This is your home. Keeping connected to this state of consciousness that we call stillness. Admits the world of form of your breathing, sense perceptions, inner body, sensations of the body. The two, form and formlessness, arise together in your awareness, in consciousness. Life, which you are life, can only be found in the present moment. Not in thoughts, not in yesterday, not in tomorrow, but here now. You can gently open your eyes. Thank you. Thank yourself.